This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, top of the morning to ya. And might I say top of the morning and welcome back to Michael Strain, Mrs. Strain's son, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How are you doing today, Michael?
Man, I am doing excellent. I've actually got to drink some coffee. You know, we had a lot of tea across the pond.
Oh, yeah.
You know, early mornings, lots of tea and a little bit of Blarney, but I tell you, it was a very, very, very good trade mission. It's the second time I've been in a number of months. We were there for about 6 days, and we went across the United Kingdom, you know, from Dublin to Belfast to Patrick down to Cork, and across Armagh Kildare into Dublin and then into London. And so
Dublin.
Into Dublin, Ireland. That's exactly right. And on my way, actually, to Belfast from Dublin, the driver showed me where the Strain family still is. You know, right there in County Down. He said, you go right down that road, there's a whole bunch of you.
Really?
Right down the road.
And
yes,
that's
indeed.
Where you people that's where your people hail from, Mike? Ireland, the old sod?
Yep. Well, after we left Scotland, we were part of they called it the plantation, after the flight of the Lords, when they left, and we were moved from Scotland into Ireland, into that one particular area, you know, there in County Down by Lurgan.
What year was that you're talking about?
That's where most of the family, and from there, you know, left and came across the pond in the 1700s to establish here in America. So that it was very good.
Wow.
Very good.
My family got here in 58. I'm just kidding. You know what gets me about what got me about Ireland is the breakfast. I don't know if you had any of the traditional Irish breakfast, but they serve pork.
It's pretty huge.
They serve pork and beans for breakfast, which is odd.
That started during the war. And that'd be World War II. Pork and beans. It's still a big deal there. They're very traditional. You know, meals are very, very traditional. So we're trying to introduce them and talk to them about crawfish etouffee. You know, with Louisiana crawfish and, of course, Louisiana rice, one of the things. And, I traveled this time. This was on, behalf of the Foreign Ag Service. There were six of the six commissioners. And we traveled with the embassy staff, Jennifer Gruber and William Cernum from the British Embassy, and also from Grian Rowan with the Embassy of Ireland. And we, it's all meetings of high-level officials. We had a very good and meeting with the United States ambassador there at the embassy in London. We met with their top agricultural officials. We met with the head, the Christine Middlemiss, Dr. Middlemiss, the UK chief veterinary officer. They have a facility there where they are developing vaccines in concert with a company called Boehringer Ingelheim, which is one of the largest vaccine companies in the world, on the emerging diseases. And they're actually putting those vaccines out into the world, and we're talking about African swine fever, foot and mouth disease, blue tongue, avian influenza. So we were there at that facility. We met with their chief plant officers, and of course all of their different in each individual country, we met with the people responsible for importing and exporting food. So it was a trade mission based on facilitating and increasing trade, working together. The British Kingdom, the United Kingdom, now is importing 42% of their food.
Wow.
That is a big deal. Yeah. Their agriculture and their economy is struggling more than ours is, and it's a very complicated thing. So Northern Ireland gets all of their food, all of their groceries are shipped over from Britain. The Northern Ireland and Britain use the same currency, the pound. Ireland uses the euro, and it's a line, again, and it's a line with Europe, even though it's just a line in the sand between the two countries. And it is a complicated food system, but they are working hard. The farms are small. You don't see a lot of big equipment like we have here in the United States, but they are really struggling now to continue to feed themselves. They export, believe it or not, the dairy is the most profitable. We're here in the United States, it's one of our least profitable. But what we did find out is every acre of land and agricultural production is supplemented financially by the government, and that you have to farm it according to what the government tells you. And the better you do, the more points you get, the more money you get. And so now you have non-farmers dictating farming policy, and it just doesn't work out so well.
No, it doesn't seem like it would.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So we're over there for exchange of ideas, but also to build the relationships so we can sell them some products. They need rice. They really need to buy some U.S. catfish, and it is catfish month, but also our seafood, you know, our shrimp, our crawfish, our, you know, and all of our different products, our sugar. So we're working to facilitate that. I've been asked to return by the British government for a trade mission on timber. You know, as we have 18.6 million acres. So the big timber states, Louisiana, Arkansas, Connecticut, that export timber, we'll be headed to Scotland working with Drax on behalf of the, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Asked by the British government and to help facilitate and grow that because, you know, we need to export our balance of trade. We need to export. And these countries depend on American food products. And by God, we're ready. We will sell them something. You know, we'll take their pounds and their euros. But again, there's a great need that is developing because in their agriculture system, they need a lot of help over there.
Mike, one thing that I did notice is the sheep, they were either spray, they had a little dot of blue or pink on them to determine whether they're boys or girls. And I'm just wondering, is that a uniquely Irish thing, or do the sheep farmers here do that?
Yeah, we mark them here.
Do you? Okay.
So they're, you know, yeah, well, they mark the sheep, you know, whether or not they have been, you know, dewormed or whether or not they've been vaccinated or whether or not they're going to keep them or they're going to go. And so you see a lot of sheep there. They grow grass there very well. Most days, especially in Northern Ireland, along The North Sea, the lows were 40 and the high was 50.
Lucky you.
And it's always raining. So they got magnificent, beautiful grass. Everything is grass-based. Their beef is very different. They eat a lot of sheep because, look, sheep eat grass each, and they can go up on the side of those. They call them hills.
Yeah.
My God, they're mountains. And they crawl up there and they eat that grass. So they eat a lot of mutton, and that is a big deal. Wool is a big deal. Mutton's a big deal. You know, we went to farms that have been in existence since at least 400 A.D.
And what?
So you think about that. Oh, yeah. And the fences are stone, right?
Right.
So
and the hedgerows, right?
And the hedgerows. Yeah. And they've got, well, they call them fairy forts. And that's where they were wooden fortresses that predate stone forts. Because you think of, like, especially in Ireland, it was like the Wild West. You had to be inside the fort at night. If not, mm-hmm. you know, they would come and steal everything that you had and had the forts eyesight to eyesight. So you never think about, you know, the days there that were, again, like the Wild West where you had to be locked up in the fort at night. But that was the case, and they've left them there. So it's an ancient country with a lot of history. But, again, supported the most fertile land in the United Kingdom is in Ireland. And you'll find that around the old castles and the old monasteries.
It's a beautiful country. I would advise everybody to visit. Mike, real quick before we run out of time, tell me about sharing a road with farm vehicles because I'm getting some text about this.
We are in the height of harvest. We're harvesting. You know, we got rice being harvested, corn being harvested. We've got cane being planted. Please give them some space. You know, they've got these trucks on the road and, you know, and they're loaded. And, of course, you know, those farmers, they've got to get the crops you know, in the ground, got to get the seed to the ground. So please give them some time. And whatever you do, please don't try to outrun the train. Every year people are trying to outrun the train on the tracks and those rural crossings. So a little bit of patience, a little bit of time, and we'll get the crops in the ground and get the everything harvested and be safe. And remember, that great big old tractor, that's a big machine. Please give them a little space. All be courteous and working together.
Mike, what happened with Elmer Chocolate?
Yes, isn't that something? I'm right. They got sold to a Florida firm. But, of course, well, you know, hopefully they're going to stay, and Elmer's is not going to leave. They have a magnificent facility. I don't know if you've ever been, but it is as clean as, you know, as if you would think of just the cleanest you can be.
Right, but let me jump in. Facility. Let me jump in real quick,
Mike. Elmer's has got to be Louisiana.
With the private equity companies are buying up a lot of local companies, right?
Yes, they are. That's Wall Street. They're buying a lot of land, too, and a lot of farms.
And they're still trying to run it under the family name, but it's not the family name. It's the private equity firm that's running the company. Accurate?
I know. Well, you know, come Easter time, I'm going to have to do a lot of sampling, right? I have my heavenly hash.
Somebody's got to do it, Mike. Somebody's got to do it. Thank you. Welcome back. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Y'all, I'm telling you, if you go visit one European country, go to Ireland. You will not be disappointed. 655. Pardon me. Traffic. WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.